to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. This is show number 75. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and once again, we're here to help you get your Disney fix on. With me today, from Once Upon a Time Travel, Jimmy. How you doing today, sir?
I am fantastic.
And also with us today, Jennifer from For the Love of Disney. How you doing, Jen?
Great. How are you guys?
I'm great, and I'm feeling sort of on a high. Do you guys remember back in show number 65, we talked about our 2015 predictions?
Yes, I do.
So earlier this week, I absolutely nailed a prediction, and I thought, yes, there was some news that came out of the parks that said that the confirmation of Toy Story Mania being expanded with another track, and also Soarin' is getting some updates.
Yay.
That film can definitely use some updates.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly what I thought last year. Now, we alluded to wanting to see a new movie. Disney did not confirm that. But what they confirmed that is pretty cool is it's going to go digital, which means the screen's finally going to be cleaned up, and they're going to add a third Soarin' theater.
Let me tell you, Jen. I thought that I knew how badly Soarin', the film, needed to be cleaned up. I thought that I knew. And then I rode Soarin' with Sam.
Oh, gosh.
And he talked about it the whole time.
Well, I didn't talk about it. I just pointed out the hairs.
Right.
Well, I pretty much can't look anywhere except that upper right corner where it's, like, ripped or whatever the heck happened. It just looks terrible. But yeah, so I don't even care if they fix the – if they change the film. I love that ride. So if I can get on it faster and watch the same film cleaned up, I'm good for another 5 years or so.
I can't believe that this hasn't been done prior to this. I mean – it's been, what, about 3-4 years, Sam, since they switched over Muppet Vision 3D to digital?
It's been at least that long.
And it's been a while. I mean, I remember when it came out that they were cleaning up cleaning it up and going to replace it with a digital projector and get rid of the film. But
so think about it. When you board, you're on flight 555 because Soarin' was launched on May 5th, 2005. So that's right. Pretty much 10 years ago, this film's been looping through and through and through. Or some version of it.
Over.
100 times
over.
A day. Yeah.
Over.
So that's good. It also, Jimmy, in the last show, we talked about how the lines in Hollywood Studios and in Epcot were extremely long for those main attractions, Soarin' and Toy Story Mania. So this is more capacity.
Yeah, and I don't know that this past trip, I don't know that actually Soarin', I mean, it was pretty much what I expected. I found Studios was ridiculous. Out of control.
And Studios is getting essentially a third track, which means 50% more capacity. Now, there have been rumors to this for quite a few months. And the real question was, is this going to be the fast pass only line sort of a thing, or how are they going to do this? But anyway, you look at it, it's 50% more capacity. That's a good thing.
I mean, I don't think that's a bad idea to have one designated fast pass line rather than, and then let the standbys do what they will. That makes sense. Rather than stopping the standbys and pushing the fast, you still have a person controlling that, right?
Yeah, I would expect so.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right now, you have a person who stops the standby and kind of gauges how many people are let through FastPass before they start letting the standby go again.
Right.
So it's very subjective, depending on how many people. I mean, you have an hour window to do your FastPass. Just if you're in line and you're about to get on Toy Story, it just depends on how many people show up at the FastPass while you're standing there. They're going to get on in front of you.
Right.
Well, and if you have a a third track that is dedicated to all Fast Pass. You can whatever triple, quadruple the number of Fast Passes. I don't know the numbers, but you can greatly increase the number of Fast Passes you can give out for that attraction.
Sure.
That's a great point, and maybe get away from the tiered system, because who knows Hollywood Studios will be at the end when we're all set and done.
Yeah.
So actually, Sam, that brings up another thing. Was there another prediction that you?
I did make a prediction, I went from my yes, I got a prediction right to going. I'm the guy that said Hollywood Studios would not change its name. And lo and behold, at an investor meeting just a few days ago, Bob Iger let it slip. You have to wonder if that's on purpose or not, that Hollywood Studios is indeed going to get a new name.
Right. Now, I believe that Jimmy and I were pretty sure it was going to get a new name and almost positive it will not have the name Studios in it, the word Studios. And unfortunately, we don't know if we're right about that yet because I heard that it was like a child asked if it was changing and he said yes and then kind of stopped himself and said, wait, have we announced that yet? I don't know if that was a joke or if that's really how it happened, but either way, we got, yes, it's changing, but no more details yet. So we'll see.
And that's, you know, gets back to what we've talked about. That park will not resemble itself a few years from now. It's just going to be completely different. And we're seeing that happen.
Yep.
So a few other things that Bob mentioned in the investor meeting, which have nothing to do with official press releases, were movie related, which I thought were pretty interesting. They announced the release date for Star Wars The Force Awakens, Star Wars Episode 8. And this I thought was pretty cool. The release date will be 5/26/17, which is 40 years and a day after the original movie was released.
Oh, that's cool.
I thought that was pretty cool. I wish it was this May and not May of May of 2016 or 15, but it's coming. And Episode 7 is still in the works for, when is that again, Jen? For
December 7? 18th of this year, so.
Of 2015.
15, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we're just, nice. You know, 8-9 months out. So.
And then we'll get Rogue One in between. The spinoff will be in 16. Yeah. So that's not bad. If we can expect a new Star Wars movie every year, 2015, Episode 7, 2016, Rogue One, 2017, Episode 8, not too bad.
Works for me.
Talking about movies, while we're on the subject, I know me and Jennifer have both just recently seen Cinderella, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention it and talk a little bit about it.
The live action Cinderella, right?
Live action Cinderella, which was, in my opinion, fantastic.
You know, nice. I mentioned this a couple of places and maybe on the show. I wasn't 100% sure whether I would really love it or not. I knew it'd be fine. I mean, they weren't going to do a bad job, but I wasn't sure. I thought I might feel a little like Maleficent or Into the Woods where I'm kind of like, oh my gosh, I just can't. I think that we've not stopped thinking about it from 4 days ago. It's such a beautiful movie and the character development is so incredible. It's so good. I loved it.
Someone in the group was asking about it and I said, it's not a word that I would normally use to describe a movie, but it was beautiful.
It was.
Like, the cinematography was fantastic. I mean, just the colors and the... It was almost like you didn't even necessarily have to watch the main characters. I found myself, especially, and I don't want to give too much, I don't want it to be a spoiler, but in the ballroom scene.
Oh, my gosh.
When they're dancing. Yeah. I mean... You're not even like I'm watching them, but then I find myself kind of gazing off and looking around at everything else going on.
Mostly, you feel like you're getting whipped around the ballroom, and like and not in a cheesy way, but in an amazing way.
Such a beautiful film. Yes. And let me tell you, for those of you out there who have not seen it yet, I went and saw it last night, and I saw it in IMAX.
That's so cool.
If you can afford the couple extra bucks. To go, and it's not cheap. I know it's not cheap. It's like $5 extra. I mean, it's like 50% more.
Well, it's movies aren't cheap to start
right.
with. That's
so
the problem.
Like $15 versus $10. But if you got the money, I'm telling you, it was fantastic. And it's not 3D, so don't be worried about that, because some people don't like 3D movies. But it was just on the bigger screen, I get probably brighter colors, and the sound is a little better. If you got the extra money, I'm telling you, spring for it. That's the type of movie you want to go see in IMAX, because the cinematography is so fantastic. The movie just looks so good.
And, you know, it does. You're right. And I actually thought the same thing, that I don't typically notice that first. And we went away really talking about that. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the story is incredible and the actors are all incredible.
Absolutely.
Like Kate Blanchett, who I did not like really before this movie at all. She is like the most icy cold villain I have ever seen. She is
crazy.
Amazing. Great. You have to go see it.
Yeah, it was really, even the two stepsisters.
Yeah.
I mean, they nailed it. They nailed the roles, and the dad was.
Ugh.
He was fantastic. I really, he really did a really good job. I don't even know that I've ever seen that actor. I don't even know his name in anything else before. I don't know what he's from, but I like the fact that they used the cast that they did. Because other than Kate Blanchett, there weren't a lot of very easily recognizable actors. And Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
But other than that, the main character, I mean, Helena Bonham Carter actually had a very small role in the grand scheme of things. And so there weren't a lot of actors or actresses that you would recognize from other movies.
But I felt like all the casting was so good.
It was perfect. And yeah. I liked that. I liked that. They used all these actors and actresses that you don't necessarily identify with.
Well, and I think that sometimes you get movies that throw in the big names because they're big names, right, and they're not necessarily the right choice for the part.
Correct.
Or they're not the very best choice, even if they do a fine job. I feel like, man, they found exactly who they wanted for every part in this entire movie. So
a little off topic. I mean, I had the same feeling, not about the whole movie, but just about the casting. On that last Superman movie, Man of Steel.
I did not see that one.
The guy
that's been out for like years, right?
But yeah, it's been out probably
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
But I mean, not Disney, but just kind of the same feeling. They casted, you know, someone who I'd probably never even seen before, or maybe seen him in something, you know, some small role. So you don't have anything tied. You don't have nothing tied to him. I guess that's the thing, you know.
Yeah.
You see, George Clooney as Superman. I mean, he's George Clooney. He's done, you know, they get typecast, and the actors take away from the actual acting, I guess, is what you get sometimes.
And interestingly, go ahead. I was going to say, we have pretty much, I think, all the news is movie news for the most part.
I think it is too. So what I was going to ask was, you guys saw Cinderella. How was the Frozen feature short at the beginning?
So good. It was adorable. It was great. It was the whole cast. My kids laughed out loud. There's a great new song. I don't think it's going to be Let It Go. You're not going to get sick of it that quickly, but it was so cute. I loved it. I thought it was kind of a silly premise, but it was really well done.
Yep, I think they did a good job.
So that sets up the next announcement in movies, which is at the annual meeting of shareholders, Bob Iger announced that Frozen 2 is in development.
Yep. I think they said even like Josh Gad, and then he said at the shareholders meeting, and then Idina Menzel and a couple of other people have chimed in that when they all got together for Frozen Fever, because it was the entire voice cast, they were like them and, the Lopez's did the song. And so it's pretty much the entire cast and crew back. And they said, it was so much fun. We want to go back. We want to go back to Arendelle. So
With the success that that movie had,
you knew it was coming.
Yeah, I mean, come on, they'd be ridiculously naive not to put out a sequel.
And you know what? After this announcement, I don't know. I wish Ed was here. Ed, you'll have to chime in on the next show and tell us what you think. I think that even those people that are really tired of Frozen or never quite loved it, I haven't heard any complaints. Oh my gosh, they're doing a Frozen 2. I think people realize it's going to be separated by a little bit more time, and it's going to be good. Like, it's going to be good. You know it will be.
Yeah.
I sure as heck hope that it is, right? And it's they have the opportunity to create a franchise along the line of Toy Story, where Toy Story 2 is not a repeat of Toy Story. It's completely different. And that's what I'm hoping that they can do with the Frozen fans.
And Toy Story 3, a third movie in a
completely
trilogy,
different. Yes.
Typically wins out the, you know, which is the best Toy Story in a lot of conversations, which, you know, we'll maybe come up with in our movie madness tournament. But it's an amazing movie on its own, and it's the third in a series.
Yeah.
And I think they have the opportunity to do that again.
What's your favorite out of those three, Jennifer? Just curious.
I still love one, just I think for the nostalgia factor.
Yeah,
but
I just
tried
to go away from one. But
I think three is probably the best movie.
I think you're right.
So that's saying quite a bit, especially, you know, never know. We get Frozen 2 goes well, maybe there's a 3. Right. They can set themselves up for a much bigger franchise if you can get it any bigger.
The only complaint I've seen is that, you know, some people feel like there are other movies out there that may deserve a sequel over Frozen.
I don't know how you can really say that, though, with the success it had.
No, I agree. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that there's some people out there that there's movies, like a lot of people want to see an incredible sequel.
It's in the works. But it'll be after, but
yeah.
So
I think that was the only real complaint I saw, is people were like, well, what about sequel to this, or, you know.
Yeah, like maybe it's happening so fast.
Finding
and
Dory's coming, yeah. But those are Pixar as well, right? This is
a Disney
sequel.
Well,
so think
also,
back, what's the last Disney sequel that they did? One of those direct-to-VHS Pocahontas 2 or something.
Oh, they're like all direct-to-VHS, yeah.
Well, no.
The Aladdin 2 and 3 that you,
right, and they did Bambi 2 and the Little
well,
Mermaid.
That's interesting because Planes, which is a directly, like almost like a sequel, like a third sequel to Cars.
Yep.
Right.
But ended up not being Pixar, ended up being Walt Disney Animation.
Well, and it was supposed to be direct-to-video.
And that's why.
That's right.
And that's why, because it was supposed to be direct-to-video, so instead of Pixar, Walt Disney Animation took on the project. But I guess it created some buzz, so they threw it in the theaters, and I think it ended up doing pretty good.
And then they had a sequel in the theaters that also did really well, Fire and Rescue. Yeah.
Fire and Rescue, yeah.
Well, at the same meeting, though, Bob Iger announced that Big Hero 6 has now taken the third spot already for top grossing Disney animated films. So we have Frozen, The Lion King, and Big Hero 6.
By the way, I don't know.
Pretty fast.
I don't know if we talked about this on the last show, but I've seen it now.
And so has Sam.
And I have seen it as well. Big Hero 6.
I am a believer.
It's a good show.
And I'm not surprised, Jimmy, because you are, and we'll talk about this much more when we get into our Movie Madness tournament. It's a Marvel movie.
Totally.
And if you're a Marvel fan, you will love it.
But I am a Marvel fan, but I didn't know. I mean, just until recently, I didn't realize that it was Marvel.
But it plays like a Marvel film.
Yeah, I guess it does. It is, yeah. I mean, it is a superhero, but I mean, it's a...
We'll definitely have to talk about that because that's a huge conversation that actually made me... I love the Marvel Cinematic Universe stuff that's coming out, but I'm definitely not like a Marvel comic book fan. I never picked one up.
To be honest with you, just so everybody knows, I never was a comic book reader. I'm a huge Marvel fan, and I'm a huge fan of the genre. But growing up, I wasn't a comic book guy.
And see, I wasn't a fan of the genre, but actually looking at it through that lens made it a better movie for me. So we'll have to talk about that for sure.
We will.
In the same, did you hear, Sam? I don't know where else you're. Those were the really big announcements, I think.
What else came out of that shareholder meeting?
One other thing.
Yeah.
Did y'all see anything about the Easter eggs and Big Hero 6?
Oh, the Frozen Easter eggs?
There's Frozen Easter eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
Stitch on the shelf. Is that where you're going? Yeah, I knew you were going to pull Stitch in here somewhere. Jim.
My daughters now, they didn't see it on their own, but now that we showed them that, they crack up when, so for one of them, Baymax, when he tests out his rocket fist, when he first becomes Baymax 2.0 in the red suit, it like blasts through the wall and knocks over a Han statue. My girls think that's like the funniest part of the movie now, so.
It's cool that I know what you're talking about because I saw that.
I know.
Love it.
No, but there was a mention.
It's really hard to get Sam up to date on the movies.
And this actually makes me really happy. As far as we're talking about Marvel movies, that it was mentioned that Sony and Disney are still, there's still some sort of, and I don't know what this is. Somebody might actually know more details, but it is still allegedly happening that Spider-Man will come to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I love, because I love Spider-Man. I love Spider-Man much more than I love Marvel, and I'm growing to love Marvel a lot with the new, you know, Avengers movies and all the series that come from that.
So the comic book nerds, who that I have a lot of friends who are comic book nerds, are not very excited about it.
Sure.
Not because they don't want to see Spider-Man, because Spider-Man is in the arc of the story of the Avengers. Spider-Man was an Avenger. But
so why aren't they happy? Yeah, that's interesting.
Because the way they're tying it in. So the premise is the next Captain America movie will be Civil War.
Right.
Spider-Man is the reason that there is a Civil War. And you have Iron Man on one side and Captain America, the leader, on the other side.
This is in the comic book arc?
This is in
the plot
book.
Of the movie.
No, that's
because that concern. Sounds amazing. That sounds that's a great story. Concern.
So it's all about, you know, Tony Stark is all about enhancing people through science and stuff like that. And, you know, Captain America kind of takes the opposite road. So that's why there's a civil war between the two of them.
I'm happy with any movie that has more Tony Stark.
But it...
So funny.
So he's a great character.
So funny.
I'm a Captain America fan myself.
Ah, so we're going to have a civil war.
That's right.
All right.
The Disney Nerds Podcast Civil War.
That's great. The only other thing I saw from that that meeting is a little bit of conversation about Shanghai. They said it's right on track to open in spring of 2016. The thing that caught my eye, maybe it's because I'm a girl, but maybe you'll be interested too. The grandest castle we've ever seen. So I'm really intrigued by that because I love the castles.
Frozen?
Shanghai. No. The
Oh, will it be Frozen though? I switched.
No, yeah, I've seen the concept art isn't, but it is from some concept art that I saw at D23 a while back. It's incredible. There's a ride through a huge restaurant. It's just, you know, Cinderella's castle times two at least.
But you guys know that I adore Disneyland and I like Sleeping Beauty Castle, even though it's small and my friend referred to it as a cake topper. But the more majestic a castle, the cooler it is, if you ask
sure.
me.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the center. It's the icon. It's the original icon.
They probably don't have as many regulations and stuff to build a giant castle there.
They have other large buildings over there, right?
I'm just saying, you know, I mean, that was the reason Cinderella's castle wasn't bigger than what it is.
So they didn't have to put a light on it or whatever?
Right, so they didn't have the blinking red Tower of Terror. Tower of Terror, same thing.
Right.
It could have been bigger.
Yeah, so lots and lots of movie news, though.
Lots of movie news from that, which is good. And then a few days, maybe at the same time or the day before, there was an announcement of the coolest summer ever event. This was an official release from Disney, and it highlighted some festivities happening at Disneyland and Walt Disney World this year. The first being... this is the coolest summer event ever, and another 24-hour nonstop fun day will kick off Memorial Day weekend again, this year, May 22nd and 23rd.
You guys, I just told a friend of mine who likes to make fun of us a little bit. I tweeted out to Kyle or something that I was feeling homesick and we needed to go back, even though, you know, we were just there for a weekend. But I didn't get to go in the parks, and pretty much, you know, all of us would like to be down in Disney World. And my friend said, how many times are you going this year? Will you get a Baker's Dozen in 2015? Which, of course, is 13 trips. I've never done that. Like, we've done 6 or 7 weekends or whatever, which is ridiculous. That was before kids, when it was a lot cheaper to fly. But, you know, I was like, no, you know, we're not actually going back this year at all. We're going to go to Disneyland, but we're not going to Disney World at all the rest of 2015. And they made this announcement, and this has been, like, on my Disney bucket list to go to a 24-hour event just because there's so many cool things that happen. And so just tonight before we're recording, Kyle says, so we're going to Disney World over Memorial Day weekend now? I'm like, ah, I hope so. I don't think we will. But, man, I want to go so bad. There's so many cool things that happen during those events.
You know what could probably get you there?
What?
If you get Kyle a drone.
Oh, that's true.
Just saying. If he had a drone, like if you gave him a drone for his birthday or something.
He would then give me. You know what? His birthday is May 20th. Shout out to Kyle's birthday. So I'm pretty sure that's perfect timing. Hey, honey, here's a drone. And by the way, I also bought us plane tickets to Florida.
Nice. See, I think you could totally get away with that.
I think you're onto something.
Now, that 24-hour day this year is going to be hosted by Olaf. I thought that was an interesting part of the announcement.
I love Olaf. I'm so good at that.
I think he's great too.
So in addition to the 24-hour day, there are also a few other things happening. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I did want to say that what will really make it the coolest summer ever?
What's
when
that?
Disney develops technology to actually make it cooler.
Yeah.
You mean the dome over the parks?
Right.
The actual big glass air-conditioned dome over the parks.
Yeah, that's and great. Again, that 24-hour party is going to feature, dance parties and characters that don't come out all that often and lots of things happening all night long.
And people in pajamas sleeping on park benches. That's hilarious to me.
Benches anymore.
No.
Right on that little turf area.
The little
right
grass? Little... It's like a napping picnic lawn.
Yeah, my daughter Caitlin laid down on it. I mean, it's turf, so it's fake. So
that's going to be hilarious. Like,
it's not going to be muddy. You can just kind of lay on it. They're already doing it. I've seen pictures in the group. I mean, there's people laying all over that turf now.
That's so funny. It's like a college campus. It's like it a quad.
People, hey, look, you can grab your Starbucks, walk over to the turf and lay around. And if only it was in Colorado.
Yeah, so I don't know. I would love to be there. Are you guys, you're not going to be there, right? Either
no,
of you?
No.
I know, I'm just, it's so tempting. But you know what? There's always something. I was really, really close to going down for that Harambe Nights last fall, too. So there is always a reason to go down. And unfortunately, it just still costs money, even if there's a good reason.
So, Jen, there is also a 24-hour day at Disneyland the same day this year. How about Disneyland?
Well, see, we're going to be in Disneyland on May 28th and can't probably extend it a week. I'm not sure I can swing.
Ah, it's close, though.
A fourth cross-country trip. Yeah,
I get it.
Why don't you change your week?
My kids are finishing school.
Yeah.
School.
Oh, we take them out of school, trust me, but we're going to...
That's another topic altogether later. So what you will be able to see, as will I when I'm out there in July, they're launching their Diamond Celebration.
Yay!
Right? It's
I
the 60th
wait.
Anniversary of the Disneyland Resort, so they're going to have 3 new nighttime spectaculars. I can't wait to see all of them. Disneyland Forever is a new fireworks show. Paint the Night Parade, which is a brand new nighttime parade.
I cannot wait for that.
And World of Colors getting completely rehauled to World of Colors Celebrate. So
and that too. I cannot even tell you how excited I am for all 3 of those things.
I hear you there.
That's hard to, that's kind of hard to believe.
All of those things, right?
No, like, especially like the World of Color thing. I mean, I feel like Wishes and Illuminations have been around for so long. And I mean, World of Color is relatively new and they're rebooting it already.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's not because the way World of Color is set up is that you can take out and drop in scenes, like, and they do that regularly, not just at like Christmas, you know, Illumination.
So it's just so easy.
Illumination, you add on a tag, that's the best you can do. But when there's a new movie, they just like pop something in and out of however the technology works.
Almost
so.
Like the
like
the castle show in Magic Kingdom.
Exactly,
yeah,
like
kind
that.
Of. I mean,
exactly.
I don't know if the technology is the same, but it's
no,
very,
but
very
the same idea. You can just you
very
can just,
flexible.
Yeah, you
yeah.
can just throw in something else in there, throw in a different sequence.
Exactly.
I mean, I feel like the castle show in Magic Kingdom, they could almost do like a Star Tours thing where it's almost a different show every night.
Could be.
You could pull pieces in and take pieces out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. If they did a...
I mean, it is orchestrated to music, so maybe that's tougher than what I think it is, but...
Well, but you still have it's a computer animated sequence, so you're just editing a clip and dropping it in.
Yeah,
yep. That shouldn't be that difficult.
Yep.
If they did a 24-hour castle projection show during the 24-hour event, I don't think I would leave that long. I just watched the whole thing.
Again, if it was in Colorado.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be really cool.
The start of World of Color gets very interesting when they do the psychedelic little kaleidoscope effect.
It's in California.
So now we talked about Magic Kingdom and the 24-hour day. They're also bringing back Frozen Summer Fun at Hollywood Studios, which is going to include a fireworks show. And guess what? There's no hat, so you can see it this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
A DJ dance party, as you would expect. Another parade, which is a pre-parade for the sing-along celebration. Now, I would sort of anticipate that that would move into the old American Idol theater. It hasn't yet, but that would make sense for the parade to come right to that theater and then get off it and go in. That could be pretty cool.
God, it's such a big waste of space right now.
Right now it is, yeah.
That American Idol theater,
And I still feel like, we talked about this before, I still feel like even if you have plans for it,
yeah,
it seems like it could be usable in the meantime, but I don't know.
It's got to be something. I don't know why they didn't move, they haven't moved the Frozen sing-along there.
I think that could be summer fun, could be the time to do it.
It's a much better space than that place that the sing-along is in now.
Yeah.
Well, I think pretty much the entire Disney community missed that prediction because we thought that was a given. You know, Frozen Summer Fun is being extended and it's so popular and the fast passes go really quickly for that show. And now American Idol is closing. Oh, they're obviously going to move the Frozen sing-along there.
Yep.
And then they didn't. Like, it was just, we were wrong.
I can't believe they didn't, though. It's a way better space.
This could be the time when they do it.
I went to the Frozen sing-along last October when we were all there.
It's pretty good.
It was pretty good, but I was sitting behind a pole. I mean,
oh no,
that space is just not that. And it wasn't terrible. I mean, I wasn't directly behind a pole, but my point is, you could move that. And in that American Idol space, there are no poles. I mean, it's a way better theater.
Yeah.
Before we dig into studios, I have another little sort of interesting, well, two actually pieces of news that are relatively recent. So one, Jimmy, I don't know if you noticed this when we were down there for a meet, or Jen, you too. There was a law passed in Florida late last year that has to do with coin-operated games.
Yep.
And prizes.
Ticket systems.
Yes. Yep. Ticket systems that produce prizes that are worth more than 75 cents are considered gambling. And this impacts things like crane machines where you put some tokens in and pull out a stuffed animal.
So let's be honest, are those stuffed animals worth more than 75
cents? I don't think that they are, but that's another story.
But it's kind of stupid anyway. I'm talking about Florida's law. I mean,
exactly. So because of that, you know, obviously, you know, the Chuck E. Cheese's and Dave and Buster's of the worlds are trying to fight it. But Disney, it appears, has decided to comply with it so that they don't end up in any type of lawsuit. And those redemption games have quickly disappeared from all of the resorts. In fact, when we were at the Polynesian was completely blocked off. Now, that could be part of their construction. I'm not exactly sure. But you won't find those token redemption games. You'll still find, you know, Pinball and Guitar Hero and things that don't give you tickets.
I mean, that doesn't affect me either way. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love going in the arcades and playing games, but I'm more likely to play Pinball or, you know, something like that.
I'm in the same boat, Jimmy. I love that kind of stuff. Or racing game.
For the little kids, man, I mean, they love those. I guess that is gambling.
So this is the one reason I bring it up.
Get them hooked on the tickets.
Right. The Space Mountain Arcade has closed.
Boarded up. Completely boarded up.
Completely boarded up. Like, not even there.
It's ridiculous to me.
So are they retheming the arcade, or are we getting a bigger gift shop? What do you think's going to happen?
I bet they're retheming the arcade. I bet the arcade generates more money than if they expanded the gift shop.
Okay, so different question. What would you like to see in there? Because I can think of Big Hero 6 meet and greets. Push coming back. That would be amazing. That's not going to happen, I know. But, I mean, there's so many, like,
it's a big space.
Do in that space. Yeah.
It's a big space.
Yeah. I'd like to see something else there besides, I mean, I like shopping and I like, whatever, arcade games just as much as the next person. But that's, we don't need another giant one of those back there.
No,
it would seem very haphazardly thrown in. So. Yeah, there you go.
I think, you know, when you asked that question, I thought about how busy that store is after Space Mountain now, and it's not very busy.
It's a walk. People walk through it to get to the next whatever.
Yeah,
just rode
it's certainly
Space
not
Mountain.
As bad. I mean, I think the ones in Fantasyland are the ones that are really...
I literally can't even picture a store at the end of Space Mountain, so... Obviously, it wasn't that important.
Really?
Yeah, I really can't. I must be drawing a mental blank.
Come on.
I can picture the arcade.
The arcade, but, and then that, but you have to go through the store with the big counter where you can go purchase your photo. You would go purchase your picture from the ride.
Okay.
They sell a bunch of cell phone accessories.
Yes.
And there there are some. Actually, that's where I got my Disney nerd, my Mickey nerd plush from, and that they had some Disney nerd stuff in there. And
so you used to come off of Space Mountain, and you'd make a left and leave. And then they close that door, so you can't make the left. You kind of have to go through it now. You go straight when you get off of Space Mountain to exit.
Yeah.
So who knows what it could be. There's a lot of it. Maybe a recharging place of something like that wouldn't be bad back in there.
Oh, cool. Like the
They already have that.
Well, they have a bar.
Not, oh, yeah.
There's two of them on both walls.
Okay, you probably, could expand that. Who knows?
There's probably 50 outlets right there.
But it could be a, you know, themed relax and recharge area, like the Tangled area in the Magic Kingdom,
or
in Fantasyland.
Better, the one in that Sam, you did a video on one, Sam. One
back at Storybook Circus. Yeah.
That's got couches and stuff. I mean, that place has got, it's got couches and really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool.
One quick thing at Magic Kingdom. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. The Sunshine Tree Terrace and Aloha Isle have switched locations.
Swapped.
What's up with that? Well, it means more lines for Dole Whips is what it means.
You think more or less? Do you think the capacity is...
The where Aloha Isle used to be, the Dole Whip stand held those two lines that one would wrap into Adventureland and the other one would come out towards the hub. Now,
right,
over...
That meet and greet or whatever right there.
Which, yeah, that used to be where Aladdin was, right? And Jazz, I don't exactly remember.
I think used a couple different things.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was. But if you go over to the new location, which used to be Sunshine Tree, there's at least 4, 5, 6 different queues that you could have running at the same time. So I think it's a capacity thing, but who knows?
Right. That was my point. So a shorter line, actually, to get it to a web.
Got to
like
that.
It means more queues,
shorter lines. That's exactly what I mean. More queues, shorter lines. That's what I meant. Not a longer queue.
They're going to run more capacity at what was Sunshine Season that is now the Dole Whip. I bet you they're testing it to see. Because I'll be honest with you, I love a Dole Whip and have not had one in probably 2 years because every time we pass there, the lines are so long, it's not worth it.
Especially in the daytime.
Like that's...
Yeah, you got to wait till it gets cool at night.
So, guys, we've had a ton of news, a lot of movie news, some park news, some speculation about what we'd like to see in the parks. Anything else, really, before we wrap up this show?
No, a lot of exciting things going on. We talked about this before, and, you know, a couple weeks ago when I was there, I was pretty, a little frustrated with Hollywood Studios and the lines. But all the news coming out, it just makes me excited for the future.
Absolutely. So next week and in coming weeks, we have the Disney Nerds, the second annual Disney Nerds Movie Madness Tournament. So definitely be sure to check out the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com and the Facebook group for discussion on that, to cast your votes on movie brackets. We're going to find out the Disney Nerds community's favorite movie at the end of this thing. So I'm excited to talk about that next week.
Can be lots of fun.
I can't wait. It's going to be a whole show talking about 32 matchups, getting 64 animated features down to 32 for the second round. We'll do that. Go vote until then. It's been a great show, and we have so much more to talk about. We got to talk about Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom and our trip next time, so it'll be great. Don't forget, you can email all of us at the Disney Nerds, Sam, Jen, Jimmy, and Ed. Ed will be with us next week as well. So with that... Congaloosh.
See ya.
Kaharini.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.